From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Dry, windy weather is posing an extreme wildfire risk in Northern California, where massive blazes already have destroyed hundreds of homes and killed or injured dozens of people. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for extremely dangerous fire conditions from 5 a.m. today through Friday morning. With bone-dry humidity and wind gusts possibly hitting 55 miles per hour, Pacific Gas and Electric warned that it may cut power this evening to as many as 54,000 customers in 24 counties. The nation's largest utility is expected to make a decision on whether to implement preemptive electricity cuts to prevent fires from being started. The Los Angeles Fire Department has rolled out its newest firefighter, literally. Its name is Robot Solution 3. Officials said yesterday their department is the first in the nation to acquire such a firefighting robot. It's a bright yellow, chunky, low-slung contraption on wheels, but don't let appearances fool you. It can blast out 2,500 gallons of water a minute. More importantly, it can go into raging infernos where it's not safe for human firefighters to tread. It can push cars out of the way when battling freeway fires, and it can pull a trapped horse to safety. And President Donald Trump is creating what he calls a sub-cabinet for federal water issues. The new body's mandate includes water use changes long sought by corporate farm interests in oil and gas. Trump signed an executive order for the interagency yesterday and puts in charge the Interior Secretary and the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator. The administration says the move will streamline decisions on water use issues. The first priority, set up by the executive order, is increasing dam storage and other water storage, long a demand of farmers and farm interests in the West in particular. Coronavirus cases linked to a Northern California evangelical college have doubled over the last week to 274. A senior leader at Bethel Church in the city of Redding attracted attention this week for an Instagram video criticizing masks as worthless. KRCR-TV reports that Shasta County officials say the cases are tied to the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. Shasta County has the highest rate of new cases in California. Health officials say the outbreak among students and staff at the Bethel School have driven the county's recent COVID-19 spike. That prompted state officials last week to restore more restrictions on restaurants, bars, and other businesses there. California's Republican Party is changing the labeling on its unofficial ballot drop boxes to avoid confusion with those used by county registrars, and it may expand their use even as California election officials say they're illegal. A state GOP spokesman said yesterday that officials started using the boxes to boost turnout in some areas with competitive congressional races and may put out more since they got so much attention. California's top election official ordered the boxes removed on Monday. Republicans have opposed some of Democrats' efforts to increase the way voters can turn in their ballots in California and are now using some of those same laws to defend collecting ballots in these unofficial boxes. And a bar owner has won a 7-year legal fight against a disability rights advocate known for suing California businesses for alleged violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The Press Democrat of Santa Rosa reports that a 3-judge panel sided with the Rio Nido Roadhouse in Guerneville, ruling that the owner should not have to pay nearly $250,000. Richard Scaff sued after a brief 2012 visit to the Roadhouse when he found the handicapped parking spot taken. The judges said no violation of law was ever found. The owners have spent $28,000 to address access concerns cited by an expert witness. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.